News, I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong Airport is back in operation today after a judge granted an interim order to limit pro-democracy protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air travel hubs this week. The shutdowns had sparked clashes between demonstrators and riot police, leaving air passengers angry and frustrated. And though peace has returned to the airport, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports there are some troubling satellite images to consider.
The images collected by Maxar's Worldview are thought to be of around 500 armored personnel carriers and other vehicles belonging to the Chinese paramilitary People's Armed Police. They're parked in a sports complex in the city of Shenzhen in what some have interpreted as a threat from Beijing to use increased force against pro-democracy protesters across the border in Hong Kong. Chinese state media have said only that the exercises had been planned beforehand and were not directly related to the unrest in Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the U.S., a longtime friend of the gunman behind the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio this month is due in court today. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
A detention hearing is set for Ethan Colley later today. Authorities accuse him of buying the body armor and helping assemble the weapon used in the August 4th shooting that left 10 people dead, including gunman Connor Betts. Investigators say while there's no evidence that Colley knew what Betts had planned, they say he lied on a federal firearms form while buying a pistol not used in the incident. Colley's attorney says his client was shocked that Betts carried out the shooting.
That was AP correspondent Matt Small. Wildfires are eating away at Evia, a Greek island nature reserve north of Athens. Four villages and a monastery have been evacuated as hundreds of firefighters try to contain the flames. Greece is asking Italy and Croatia for help. In a 24-hour period from Monday night through Tuesday, close to 60 forest fires broke out around the country. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has reassigned the warden and ordered two guards placed on leave from the federal jail where billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein apparently took his own life. The 66-year-old Epstein was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges involving teenage girls. Federal prosecutors and the FBI say despite Epstein's suicide, their investigation of his alleged criminal activities will continue. A federal grand jury in Atlanta, Georgia, has returned an indictment against the star of a U.S. cable TV program, Crisley Knows Best. The charge is tax evasion, alleging that Crisley and his wife tried to shield their income from the Internal Revenue Service. Byung Park is the U.S. attorney handling the case.
If you read the indictment, the grand jury has alleged that Mr. Crisley directed the falsifying or creation of false documents and directing the co-conspirator A to submit them for the bank.
There is a disturbing new report from the Brennan Center for Justice. It says that 12% of the U.S. electorate in next year's general election is vulnerable to cyber interference. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The study says about 16 million voters could cast ballots on paperless voting machines, leaving those ballots more vulnerable to hacking. The analysis also says about a third of all local election jurisdictions are using voting machines that are at least a decade old, despite recommendations they be replaced after 10 years. Still, the numbers are an improvement from 2016, when about 20% of voters cast ballots on paperless equipment. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Authorities in Paris have closed the streets surrounding Notre Dame Cathedral as workers prepare to decontaminate the area for high levels of lead found after the iconic church caught fire back in April. For months, there was an official denial that lead poisoning was a threat. That changed last month. City authorities have vowed that all nearby schools will be free of lead contamination by the time children return to classes in early September. American media companies CBS and Viacom have announced their plans to merger, pursuing a strategy of growing their presence in the streaming content market and creating programming for both U.S. and international audiences. The two companies are getting back together after separating in 2006. Together, they account for $28 billion in annual revenue. They own Paramount, book publisher Simon & Schuster, and along with the CBS network, they also boast ownership of MTV, Comedy Central, and Showtime. The World Health Organization has recognized new treatments for Ebola as a positive step in tackling the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. But the WHO says other factors, including community engagement, remain crucial in stopping the spread of the deadly disease. Gene Randall, VOA News.